they report it. If you listen to the news, you'll hear the press conferences and the words they choose to describe the facts on the ground. In the Gaza Strip, you can hear the measured phrases, see the trembling lips, uttering words so rarely spoken. Eyes open wide as one official after the other speaks of genocide. From the head of each department, you can hear the powerless pleas. The next wave of the carnage will be famine and disease. As the fighter jets rain missiles down from way up in the sky, as the tower blocks collapse with each mission that they fly, as the hospitals are targeted along with everything, as the cameras show us the apocalypse they bring. With no buildings, with no homes, when no structure remains, once it's all been leveled by the ships and tanks and planes, every medical practitioner around the earth agrees, the next wave of the carnage will be famine and disease. As the Congress writes a blank check to facilitate the slaughter, Biden says he told them to let in the food and water, but they're not, and nothing happens but more destruction everywhere. White phosphorus burning any skin exposed to air. Actions making clear that annihilation is the Israeli regime's plan for the Palestinian nation. If you survive the bombings, you don't burn or freeze. The next wave of the carnage will be famine and disease. Across the world, from Yemen to Algeria, militias on the move, from Lebanon to Syria, while on the Gaza Strip, if they have a working phone, they're trying to tell us all, don't just leave us here alone. Don't look away as this happens again, while this world still has Palestinians, because for all these refugees descended from other refugees, the next wave of the carnage will be famine and disease.